Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love.
Welcome back. This is another episode of By the By, and I'm Mrs. Adam.
I'm Mr. Adam, and you took quite a while. You're like, this is, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're both tired.
It's been a long week.
It's been an amazing weekend.
And a long couple weekends.
Yeah, but this weekend has been great.
Yes, it has.
But we're not going to talk about this weekend. We might get around to it.
Well, we'll see.
You'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm drinking a delicious double chocolate stout that I'm all excited that we found at Dan Murphy's.
Yeah.
It's like a party in my mouth and everybody's invited. Sorry. I'm okay. I'm just really excited about this beer. Yes.
Because originally you were looking for an oatmeal stout.
Yes, oatmeal stouts do not exist in Australia. So if you're in the U.S. and listen to our podcast and love us very much, please send your oatmeal stouts.
Yeah, they're not a big thing here.
I really miss my oatmeal stouts. I just want a beer that I can drink for breakfast. Is that too much to ask? Oh, by the way, my favorite one is the Sweet Baby Jesus peanut butter and chocolate oatmeal stout. Just if you love me, you'll send me that. Loads and loads of that.
It actually is quite good.
It sounds gross. I know, a beer that's peanut butter and chocolate, but believe me, it's a magical experience. I miss it so much.
It's like dessert.
I miss it so much. Okay. but this is not the beer podcast. Maybe it should be.
maybe we should try that.
Start a beer podcast. Considering you don't drink beer, it'd be very poor, boring podcast. You could use the beer bottles as dildos afterwards. We could combine like beer and sex. We could call it Beardo.
As long as we clean them well.
Yes. Well, that's a yeast infection. Just you could brew your own beer.
Wow. You really just went there.
Oh my God. I don't know why I'm a bit loopy right now, but it's pure exhaustion. It's got to be. Okay, I'm focused now. I'm like a laser, not a light bulb.
So I was going to go back to last weekend when we were in Melbourne.
Dilly-doo, dilly-doo, dilly-doo.
So we went down there for Sexpo.
Yes, which you heard in the last podcast.
You heard a lot about the vendors and things there in the last podcast. It was really good, though. We didn't really see a lot of the stage shows and things, but it was, that's right. We got to see a little bit here and there, but we were mostly too busy walking around talking to people.
Yes. I'm going to say, as a statement, we've talked to a lot of people recently about Sexpo. I do have, for us, Sexpo was good.
Yeah.
We had a very good experience with Sexpo, but we went into it not necessarily as vendors, but as more patrons who are presenting.
Right.
I don't even remember if we touched on it last episode, but the reason that we were at Sexpo was we were presenting with Miss Jiff and Sex Ed in the City in the share room. So it's for just sharing information and presentations about sex and sexual health. And what we were doing was intro to swinging and the art of flirtation, which we'll talk more about in another podcast in the future. Stay tuned. But so we were lucky enough to just be there as more patrons. So we got to pick and choose what we looked at.
Yeah.
But I do have a bit of an issue with Sexpo presenting itself as a sexual health exposition. What I would like to see is it be more sex positive. It's really close, but they, like one of the headliners was Ron Jeremy, And with the number of allegations against him on sexual abuse and all the negative sexual information around him, and the fact that how is he even relevant anymore? I mean, it's Ron Jeremy. It's not 1984. I don't see him as relevant. So that kind of bugs me. I don't know.
And it is interesting. I know we touched on it at previous expos, and admittedly, this time we didn't really get into any of the extra rooms, you know, like the Laporium or where the male dancers were and stuff. But it was a bit more heteronormative, it felt like, at least what we saw.
Yeah.
And like I said, we didn't go into any of the extra rooms, just we didn't really take the time to. But when you're walking around, it felt a little more kink this time.
It did feel a little more kink. There was a lot of
which was good. Yeah, I thought that was really great. And so maybe that's, you know, kind of moving out a little bit, because you want to keep it for, you know, I'm going to say, quote unquote, vanilla people, you know, people that aren't really very sexually explorative. So you want to keep it to where they feel comfortable and can come in and find something and enjoy it as well. But you can't forget the population that is a little more explorative. And
yeah, and it's I don't know. I still have to take a bit of an issue with that. You know, and exactly what you're saying with the whole heteronormativity. On our last day there, like right as we were about to walk out, we were wearing our podcasting T-shirts, and two ladies walked up to me, and one of the ladies goes, "Oh, what are you guys doing?" And I said, "Oh, we're just here, and we were presenting in one of the share space." And she goes, are you bisexual? It's like, oh yeah, because again, by the by, She's like, this is great. She goes, you know, bisexuality isn't represented at all here. You're the first ones that I've seen that that are representing bisexuality. Yeah. And so it's that right there I see as a problem. It would be nice to have a bigger footprint at a exposition that promotes sexual health.
Yeah. And then the question is, how do you do that?
How do you do that? Yeah. And I don't have a solution for that. Give me time. I'll come up with one.
Finish your beer, and then you'll figure something out.
Have I told you how good this beer is? I want to say our experience with at Sexpo was great.
It was really good.
But we avoided things that we didn't want to deal with. And it was easy for us. We avoided Ron Jeremy. We saw him a couple of times and we just stayed away from him.
Yeah.
And we focused on the booths that we wanted to talk to and the folks that we wanted to interact with.
Yeah.
So.
And again, your experience is what you make of it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But yeah, sexual health, people. Sexual health.
So after Sexpo.
Yes.
After that weekend.
Yes.
You stayed down there for a few more days. I came on home.
Yes.
And while you were there, you had the awesome opportunity, I feel like, anyway, to go to Wet on Wellington. It's a place that we have heard a lot about, you know, since we've been in Australia. But it is typically a gay sauna, and they only allow females or couples the third Monday of every month.
Yes,
I think is when it is.
Yep.
And we're just not in Melbourne during those times together. We just haven't been. So I've not been able to go and check it out. And I think this was the first time that you've been.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about it.
I love it. Because we haven't actually talked about it.
We've
sort of deliberately kept it quiet so you could have the, you know, honest reaction. So the owner and general manager invited me to come out and check them out on Monday during the swingers event.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I was absolutely exhausted from Sexpo, and then on top of that, I had dinner with some colleagues, which ran a little late. And by the time I left dinner, I was just like, I couldn't be fucked. Quite literally. and so I was kind of bummed about that and went back to the apartment, fast forward 24 hours. And that night, I wanted to have a nice dinner. So I went, if you live in Melbourne, go to Le Bon Ton. It's an amazing restaurant over in Collingwood. And it just so happens to be a stone's throw from Wet on Wellington.
Well, how convenient.
I know. So
you can go stuff yourself before stuffing yourself.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
You hear all the birds? I'm not closing the door because I want the breeze, but ladies and gentlemen, the birds out here are having an orgy. It's a birding orgy or a borgy.
Oh, I'm kind of jealous.
I know, right? Why are you jealous? Do you remember the last two nights?
That's true.
They're finally getting their turn.
Well, okay, good anyway, on them. Happy for them.
Seriously, is there like a pterodactyl out there that they're... Oi, birds, shut up! No, sorry. Okay, so...
Wow, they listened to you.
They actually did. They got quiet.
Well, no.
Now they're
spoke
fucking again.
Spoke too soon. Sorry. It was a water break.
Hydration, folks. Hydration is important.
Okay, so Wet on Wellington.
Okay,
so you got
Wet
there.
Wet on Wellington. So I had a lovely dinner, and I walked over to Wet on Wellington. I walked in, and the young man behind the counter, I said, hey, are the owner in? Of course, I named them by name. And he goes, oh, no, I'm sorry. You know, he left it at 4, and the manager left at 4 as well. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I left, and I started walking back, because I was just going to talk to him and say hi.
Oh, I was going
to
say, why did you leave?
Because I wasn't really, again, I just stuffed myself on food. I mean, I had fried chicken and tater salad, and I engorged myself on food. So I really wasn't feeling the sexiest in the world. And so I walked about half a block, and I thought, you know what? I'm here. I might as well just pay the money and take a quick look around. Because it's just I'm just going to take a gander around. So I walked back, and the guy smiled as I walked in the door, and I was like, hi, me again. You know, and I told him, I was like, look, I'm here. I might as well take a look around. He goes, yeah, you should. And so I was like, all right, cool. So I gave him my money. The first thing I'm going to say is this place, number one, the young man behind the counter, really friendly, smiling, you know, kind of positive attitude. Saunas aren't always like that. Saunas tend to be, I think these people tend to be a little jaded at the saunas.
Yeah.
Understandably,
yeah.
But so you walk in and it's immediately so clean. And it was bright. It wasn't like when you first walked in the space, because it gave me the key and a towel, and the first thing you hit is this giant swimming pool. Or, I'm sorry, I should say this little seating area, cafe kind of seating area, and then
like
just behind that.
Like little tables and things?
Yeah, probably, I would have guessed 6 to 8, maybe, round tables, cafe-style tables.
Okay.
And a TV up with regular television on it. And then right behind that was this giant swimming pool. And I may be adding this in my memory, but I vaguely remember on the other side of the swimming pool a big mirror. So it made the pool space look even bigger. Mm-hmm. But the pool space itself is gigantic.
Okay.
And then there was a little bar area. And then in the same big pool area, a giant spa. And when I say a giant spa, I mean it was almost the size of our guest bedroom. I mean, it was a giant fucking
spa. Holy shit. I mean, our guest bedroom's not big, but
I feel confident.
If you can at least fit a bed and...
I feel confident that you could submerge our mattress in this hot tub.
Wow.
Which was fucking cool. So
now wait, you said that area had a bar.
Yeah.
Was it BYO or did they serve alcohol?
They had liquor bottles. I still don't understand the liquor laws and sex on premises in Victoria. Uh-huh. I should have researched that a bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so... It was, yeah, so they had liquor, and they also had a kitchen, so they had some food stuff that they would provide.
Okay. That makes sense then why the little cafe area.
Yeah. It was, a lot of saunas have seating areas where you sit and watch TV, and you'll get like a Coke and maybe some chips or something, meaning potato chips, not like French fries. But, look, I'm becoming Australian when I say that. Immediately I think French fries. But, yeah, it was really... Again, extremely clean and very well appointed. And then farther down from the pool, it was more open. And then there were stairs that actually led up to a few more tables that were outside. And that was their smoking area. So their smoking area was outside and raised.
Uh-huh.
And raised, you know, a good flight of stairs. So there was no risk of the smoke kind of reeling down into the public area. So I went in, the lockers, I don't know how many lockers they had, but I had locker number 165, and I saw lockers in the double digits.
Wow.
So they had bunches of lockers, a number of little alcoves of lockers. It felt like kind of a gym kind of thing. And then on that
were
same...
Were there restrooms around there?
There were restrooms down there. I know I saw a handicap restroom, and I feel confident that I saw... In fact, I know I did, because I think I used it before I went upstairs.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, it had to be. Yeah,
I would assume, but yeah.
Which makes me wonder, because I only saw men's rooms, but I'm wondering if they're just unisex.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a toilet. Anyone can use it.
I want to watch you use a urinal.
Challenge accepted.
Side note, I always think of, when I think of a lady using a urinal, the movie The Full Monty, in the very beginning when the women are out and one of them just stands up and pees in the urinal. Like, that, as a young child, that stuck in my head. Yeah, so, anyway. You know, change clothes. There's a couple of showers downstairs, of course, typical rules. Please shower before you get in the spa, before you get in the pool, kind of thing. I did not get in either the spa or the pool, because of the pool, I just didn't feel like swimming. And no, I saw nobody in the pool the entire time I was there.
Okay. How many people were there, would you say?
God, that's such a when I got there, not terribly many. Maybe 10, maybe. But when I left, and that was, I got there at about 8:30. Uh-huh.
So kind of early.
It was 8:30, yeah. So it was pretty early. But it was a Tuesday night. It was bear night.
Ooh.
Not B-A-R-E, uh-huh. B-E-A-R. And anybody who knows me knows I have a thing for bears. Uh-huh. I like the big fuzzy guys. Which is the other reason I decided to stay, you know, turn around and come back. It's like, ooh, it's bear night. Okay. Yeah, there weren't many, and the guys that were there when I first got there, I would say a good 30% of them were too old for my age range, outside of my age range, my preferred age range. So I you know, disrobed, and I was just like, all right, I'm just going to get naked and put my towel on. But at the same time, you know, I was having a kick conversation with you and a kick conversation with the gentleman. So for the first, you know, 30 minutes, I would wander around and come back to my phone, see if I'd missed anything. Wander around, come back to my phone. I'm going to try to describe this place, but it brings new meaning to the phrase rabbit warren, which I think is a positive thing. I like that in a sauna, where you never really know which way you go. It's sort of this funhouse hall of mirrors without the scary, creepy clowns, but there's often a lot of mirrors. So it is this kind of, I don't know, I think one of the things I really like about most of the sauna experience is you not only lose yourself physically, because oftentimes you're like, I'm not exactly sure which way I should go or can go. Uh-huh. There's often little forks or paths that you can choose. And then once you lose yourself physically, it's easier to lose yourself both emotionally and mentally. And you sort of get into this almost Alice in Wonderland, Narnia kind of magical world where everybody's naked and wants to have sex. It's really, I wish that...
doesn't sound too bad.
I wish that swingers clubs could do that better. Saunas have it down. But swingers clubs don't do it.
But do you think that's because the swingers clubs are trying to create more kind of group connection types of things? Because it sounds like saunas, you're going to partition yourself off more.
Yes, and I agree. I think that's spot on what it is. I think swingers clubs, we try to create a community where we all chat and we're all friends.
And come together.
And we come together. Yeah. And then saunas are built for purpose. Mm-hmm. You'll hear later on exactly what I mean by that. Just remember that.
Okay.
You're built for purpose. So you go up these back stairs and immediately it's a long dark hallway. You turn left and then you've got immediate fork in the road. To the right, and when I say to the right, look to the right, there was just a couple of steps and then a room that was black, a blackout room. So black paint, no lights. I mean, you could take two steps in there and immediately be lost. Mm. But then there was a jog to the left. Like that little Tetris thing, the up, left, you know, the little Z.
Yeah.
So it was one of those. And so you could go into the dark, scary room, or you could walk around that into a hallway.
Oh, I thought you meant that was in the room. Wow, that sounds dangerous.
No. Yeah, yeah. Lola Lane and I were talking about this, and she was like, I would kill myself.
Yeah.
She's like, you know how I am at night anyway. I can't see a bloody thing. She's like, I would die. But if you didn't go down that way, there was you walk a little bit more, you turn left, and then you were in this big room that had porn on, and it was, a room about the size of our living, or of our dining area here, mm-hmm. And had a banquette seating all the way around the edge.
Okay.
Side note, because you've never been in a sauna, and anybody who has never been in a sauna, I love saunas, and that everything in a sauna is that, like, gym mat material, where basically you just have to hose it off and it's clean. Mm-hmm. So it's all that gym mat. It's just kind of funny. All the seats are made of that.
If you're sweaty, you're kind of sticking to it.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Anyway, but in a sexy, gross way. It's not even sexy. It's, again, built for purpose. So anyway, you walk down, you pass the room that's the blackout, and you go down this long hallway, probably four or five rooms on either side. And these rooms are small. Rooms are just bigger than our dining room table, which seats eight. Nothing but a mat on the floor. I think there were a mirror in some of the rooms.
When you say a mat on the floor.
A gym mat on the floor.
Like the thick ones or the thin ones?
Well, the entire floor was gym mat. Oh, okay. So the whole floor was...
just wiped down, easy clean.
Exactly. Yeah. Easy to clean, wipe downable. Of course, all the rooms had condoms and lube and stuff like that, which is always nice. It was... these were the... what I would have called the low rent spaces in the sauna. And then you go all the way down there, you turn a right, and then up a left and up a small set of stairs. And as soon as you get up to these stairs, it's a little brighter in this room because there's a stairs down a long way back down to the first floor.
Oh.
You could go down.
Okay.
Or you could go left or right. So again, it's like...
it does sound like a maze.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure of sex. choose-your-own-adventure of fucking. Which, if there's a choose your own, I would like, actually, that'd be a really cool choose your own adventure, a swingers choose your own adventure book. We have got to get on this. Anyway, sorry. So I'll take you right. So we go right, and there's a, and then immediately left around this, basically it's a big circle around the stairwell.
Okay.
And there's rooms off to the side. Again, probably another four, maybe 8 to 10 rooms.
Wow.
These mostly had beds.
Okay.
And again, by beds, I mean a raised platform with a gym mat on it.
Mm-hmm. And like double size? What size? How big?
Again, about the size of our table.
Okay.
And about the height of our table. So.
So.
I mean, maybe a meter and a meter off the ground, and then maybe a meter and a half by 2 meters.
So not quite a twin, not quite a double.
Yeah, that's normal. Okay. And many of them had mirrors again as well.
Mm. Mirrors are always good.
Mirrors are great.
Yeah.
But then two of them were nothing but a swing. So just the like they had at some of the clubs that we've been to.
Yeah.
Just four chains.
That's cool. I
dangling
like that.
From the ceiling and a swing in the center. Which, you know, all right, cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I was in one of those with Blue Steel once, and that was a very hot experience. Mm-hmm. So I need to get the gentleman to go with me to one of the saunas, because I want him and I to experience a swing together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you're listening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Put that on your calendar.
Let's go, buddy.
Yeah.
That's what I want for my birthday. that would be a fun birthday present. We're going to have to work on this. Anyway. So... then you've got another little hallway. They had a massage, like a professional massage, masseur, whatever. Oh. He was booked up the entire time, or I probably would have booked him for an hour, doing 60 and 90 minute massages. And then, again, you hit a choice. You go left or right. And if you go left, the immediate thing you saw was a jail cage wall. And then this was another big theater room, but this theater room was divided, once again, with a jail cage wall, but it also had a suckatorium. So four cabinets, and then you go upstairs and four more cabinets so that your junk is going through and the people don't have to sit down or squat down.
Nice.
It's your junk's at mouth height without you having to move.
Awesome.
And then, of course, you have the slit in the upstairs of the suckatorium so you can look through and see the see the porn. So
that's cool.
Take a step back to that decision. You go right, more rooms, again, probably another four more rooms, and kind of winding in a circle. And then the rest of that video room, that emptied out into the rest of the video room, which had another swing. I think another part of the cage, like for the sort of jail experience, and some more banquette seatings. And this was clearly more of a BDSM area.
Gotcha.
A little rougher, I think. Excuse me, they didn't have a St. Andrew's Cross, but I'm pretty sure they had some other kind of BDSM kind of stuff in this space. And then there was another blackout area there too. So.
It sounds huge.
I know, I feel like I've rambled on and on. And I'm sorry to kind of go into so much detail, but the first thing that struck me looking in these rooms, and again, it's dark. If you've been in a swingers club, you know how dark they get. And many of the rooms only had a single light, and it was a small red light, which. Again, adds to that ambiance.
Yeah.
But visually, in the dark, it looked extremely clean. And we've been to swingers clubs where you go in, you're like, this is dirty.
Yeah.
You know, there was no obvious signs of mold. And in a place that had a spa and a pool of that size, that was impressive. You know, I'm looking up in corners. I'm being typical, you know, like health inspector style, you know, Bradford here. And then I'm looking around and going, all right, this place is actually...
Just observing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm amazed. It started out as more of a, huh, wow, this place is clean. And then I was like, holy shit, this place is really clean.
Yeah. That's good.
I felt really comfortable walking around in barefoot. Yeah. Although some of the guys, you know, I came across were still in their sandals. But that's common as well.
Yeah.
I will say, it's something that always pops into my mind, because you invariably you're walking through a sauna and you step in something wet and you're always like, gee, I hope that's water. And then as soon as you hear I hope that's water, you then think, wonder if I could get athlete's foot from this. And you know, like, that's always a thought.
Yeah.
But anyway. So wandered around a bit again, coming back down, checking my phone, chatting with you guys. I was getting sort of uncharacteristically introverted. Because the guys that were obviously interested in me, I really wasn't interested in them. And I was saying, no, thank you. You know, I'm trying to be polite. And the couple of the guys that I was interested in, I get really weird in saunas sometimes in that I don't know how to approach guys because I'm such a talky person.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise. I've been ranting on for about 20 minutes now. But I like to talk, and it's a built-for-purpose place. You know, they don't want to talk. They want to fuck.
Right.
And it's really difficult for me to relax and...
And start anything.
And start that, yeah. Because, again, with typical body image issues, and then especially having just eaten a giant dinner, and then with sometimes, you know, the occasional performance issues, it's a whole big kind of cloud of insecurity.
Uh-huh.
So a couple of times, you know, kind of duck away and I need to take a break, I would go into one of the rooms by myself and just kind of sit on the mat, on the bed. And it's like, all right. Calm, I'm cool, this is great, and then I would leave. And so I decided, I was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not necessarily interested in playing with anybody, but I will be a bit of an exhibitionist. I'll go to one of the porn spaces, and I'll just sit naked, and if I masturbate, I do, and if I don't, that's fine too. And yeah, that's it. So I went and sat down, and there was a guy being extremely gross and kept, you know, it was like, he would point at everybody who walked into the room while he's jacking off and was like, come here, come here, come here. You know, like, sit on this. And I was like, oh, no, thanks.
That does not sound appealing.
No, it was just, it's that mentality, and I still love the gay saunas, but you'll always run into this kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, you see this guy who then is sitting in one of the rooms or kneeling on all fours in one of his rooms with his ass out to the world, you know, just looking for that.
As an invitation.
And that bothers me as well, because that invitation implies non-safe sex.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Didn't mean that one. So, you know, I was like, oh, no, thank you. And I moved along. And that was one of the times I hid in the room. But finally, he disappeared. And then I went back to the room, sat down. Another guy came in. He watched me for a bit and then sat down. And I wasn't interested in him. But then another guy, bigger guy, he came in, sat down next to me. And we were both kind of playing with each other or playing with ourselves. And he leaned over and was like, want a hand? And I misunderstood him, and I was like, I'm sorry, what? He goes, a hand. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So, please. So, he started playing around with me, and so I started playing around with him, and then he asked which I was impressed, consent, all of it. He was asking very much, which, again, I think that is a sign of your clientele. This is a good sign. He's like, can I go down on you? I was like, yeah. So he did, and he's like, look, I don't like doing this in public. Do you want to go to a room? And I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? Go to a room. And then when we got to the room, he asked, he was like, all right, top or bottom? I was like, mostly a bottom. He goes, awesome. And so, yeah, I went down on him he let me go down on him for maybe 30 seconds. And then in a classic, the gentleman kind of move, he was like, I need to fuck you. Okay. And so you know, just as a side note, you know, gentleman knows, most people know, I like to use a butt plug before having sex. And I hadn't. So it took me a second to kind of relax. Right. But then after I was relaxed, man, it was awesome. Yeah. Good. So like three positions, big guy. So he's tossing me around like a little rag doll. It's like, this is fun. Yeah, it was really good. And then, you know, he was, again, kind enough to ask me. He goes like, where do you want me to blow? And I'm like, wherever you want. And he was like, no, I want you to tell me. I was like, all right. Yeah. You know, it's like, all right, you know, come on my chest. It's like, and he was like, you could tell that that's what he wanted to hear. Like, woohoo, I picked well. And so he did, and then I did, and that was it. And he was like, oh, thanks. And he was like, oh, thanks. And then I said, well, I was all sticky. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go rinse off. And he was like, okay. And so left, I showered, and then I ran into him in the locker room, and I was like, I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to get ready and go. So I'm putting my stuff on, and I was like, oh, thanks, have a good night. And he really didn't even say anything to me. He just left. And I thought to myself, again, built for purpose.
Yeah.
And I think about it, like, I told you, I've already said every word that he and I said to each other. There was no, actually, one other thing was, can I kiss you? And he said, absolutely. So we kissed a bit. Mm-hmm. But again, it was maybe 20 seconds of kissing. It was not about,
it's not about the connection.
It's not about the connection. Yeah. It is a mutual masturbation sort of situation. Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Which, I know there's probably people out there thinking that I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I always say I like connection and whatnot. But again, sometimes you just want a sex toy, you know, and sometimes that sex toy is a human being. but you go to a place where you can have that safe, consensual kind of thing. And I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Again, the club is amazing. The experience was great.
So I have a few questions or things to say. But first of all, the suckatorium. You said there were four holes there. Were they well used? Did you see people using
them? No. Occasionally. So that was my one big knock on this place was I've been in clubs, and maybe I just missed it, but I've been in the clubs before where when you go into one of the rooms, the cubicles, you can flip on a light so that people know you're in there. So if you pass by, you see a light coming through the hole.
Right.
I didn't see any lights in here. Or in there. And the other thing was, there was something about...
So then how do you know there's somebody in there?
Exactly. So, and the
unless you go with someone.
Exactly. But that sort of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
And there was something about the doors, and I can't even pin my fingers as to what it was, but it was very difficult to... You would have to, like, really open the door to kind of look in there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they were self-closing or something like that. That I can't pin it, what it was. But it just didn't make it usable.
Right.
If that makes sense. So, and there weren't
a lot of
guys.
It wasn't inviting, it doesn't sound
It wasn't inviting. But it was, I'm trying to think of how it's different than other places I've been. And I really can't come up with anything.
Yeah.
Part of the problem, too, was when the doors would close, and this may be one of the things, when the doors would close, you would hear the doors close and lock, but it was impossible to tell which room was of the four was in use. And really, I don't want to go from door to door to door.
Looking
to see. So, and it wasn't something that, because you had to actually go upstairs to look to see if somebody had gone in the top, because, it was just, it wasn't conducive for me for play.
I was just curious.
So that's the first time I've ever been in.
Because you normally go to the...
I was
going to
say, it's the first time I've ever been in a sauna and not participated on one side or the other of the glory holes.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because you hadn't mentioned that. So then I guess the other thought I have, and we won't know until we get there on one of the Mondays, the females can go as well, and couples. But I'm kind of curious to see how that layout works with swingers.
Me too.
Because it is a bit more kind of divided and like you say, purpose-built. And I guess it depends on how the swinger community is down there and you know, what people are used to. Yeah, because I guess I'm used to clubs where you do have the big rooms and people come together and it tries to create, and maybe that's what the pool is for. And maybe then once you make that connection, you go up to a room and play.
You have the two big porn areas upstairs that have banquette seating.
Okay.
So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
I really don't know. And I'm curious to know as well. I would love to, because my understanding is they get a pretty good number of people there.
Yeah.
And there was space for a good number of people. I mean, if I had to guess, 4, 8, I would have guessed at least 25 rooms.
Wow.
Play areas.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm way over guessing. I didn't think to actually count.
Right. Well, yeah, you wouldn't have.
Well, I should have, and that's because it's sort of like how I think. But I would really like to know what it looks like with swingers there.
Well, we'll have to get, I mean, the idea is that we'll get there at some point in 2018, sometime next year, hopefully the first part, but we'll see and report back. And
it'd
let
be
you
fun
know.
To go down with friends or people, with people we know.
Yeah.
I would prefer that as well, you know, maybe, yeah, just do something like that where we're with a group.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've really liked the location. My only complaint, you know, other than the glory holes, is it's a bit out of the way from where I stay.
I like
to stay right in the heart of the city. This is just a bit out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But still a safe area because I walked probably a third of the way back.
Okay.
And then finally caught a cab because I was exhausted. But yeah, it was a good experience. The guy was nice. He was, friendly, courteous, and again, polite and consent asking, which right there... That was a good first experience at a club.
That's
or a sauna,
good.
I should
yeah.
say. So I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, and you and I can check it out at some point and then report back to people and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious. We've been curious, you know, places since we've heard of it after moving down here, but it just hasn't been that we've been in Melbourne together on the third Monday of the month.
Yeah, it's an awkward day
to do it.
That's
a hard time
to... And Monday is tough because, you know, of Tuesday. So yeah, I do wish that they would change it into a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
But what to me, reading between the lines, and this is pure speculation, I'm guessing that they are pretty busy on Friday and Saturday
with the
guys, and that they're afraid that they'll not make the money.
Yeah.
Because the other thing that I've noticed, and I may have misread, but it's only couples and single women, so single guys aren't allowed.
Right.
But I would still assume that there's bi play there, more apt to be bi play, just because of where it is. I mean, it's a known gay sauna.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to find out one day.
Yes, we will. We're going to have to do a long, dirty weekend.
Yes.
You hear that, Melbourne? We're coming for you.
Puns are just getting worse.
It's the beer. It's it's making me loopy and like it's so chocolatey. It's basically alcoholic Hershey's chocolate syrup. It really is. I'm really excited. I want some vanilla ice cream now.
We don't have any.
Everybody listening is like, shut up about the beer.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's my beer. Any more questions? Comments?
Rude remarks? I think you answered my questions about it.
Yeah.
That was what on Wellington.
And then I came home.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into this weekend?
We can talk about the pendulum party.
All right.
And we save the rest of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our...
This was the fourth pendulum party.
Fourth pendulum party.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A year has gone by so fast.
Yes.
So excited. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. I was so stressed out. We started with a sex ed in the city on blowjobs and cock massage, and that went great because it was over capacity.
Yeah.
I think we tend to try to get 20 to 22 people in there, and I think we had 27.
Yeah.
I don't know where those five extras even came from. But yeah, they had all had tickets.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that went really well.
Yeah. And this group actually had a lot of questions, which was unusual. Usually you get one or two at the end, but I think there were five or six questions. So it was, pretty good interactive group, which was nice.
Yeah. And it was fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I'm getting to the point now where I really look forward to that kind of presentation performance thing. It's, you know, Miss Jiff and I tend to play off of each other pretty well. You're the voice of reason quite often, trying to keep us on track because we might ramble and rant. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds surprising. People can't believe it. They're shocked.
It happens.
People are actually rewinding to re-listen to that because they thought that I may have misspoke, but I do rant and ramble.
Yeah, it
happens. And then Pendulum started, and I was freaking out the day of the Pendulum because I had no idea what I was going to wear. Because that's important shit, man.
It is important.
It's important to me.
But you have a lot of things to choose from.
I do. And it is awkward as well because everybody comes in fully clothed. And I'm usually in something kind of skimpy.
Yeah.
And this time I ended up with one of my favorite little neoprene shorts with the wide open
ass cheeks hanging out. I love that one.
It's great. I mean, it's just great. And then a black and red mesh shirt. And then later in the night, I was sporting a red bejeweled butt plug.
Yes, you were.
And you could see that through the... we didn't take any pictures of this, and it was really a shame. We probably should
have. That's true. How did we not get pictures?
We didn't get any pictures because we were so... Because we went from
sex ed
to Pendulum, and there was like no break. It was...
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you think?
So I thought I had a great time. It was, like you said, it was pretty busy. So we had a lot of people. I have no idea what the numbers were like.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Yep, nope, doesn't matter.
We'll just say bunches.
Yeah, but there were a fair number of people that stayed from the class for the Pendulum Party.
I would have said at least half to two-thirds of them.
I would have said, at least half as well, which was really good. It's, good that people are interested in it and wanted to stay and have fun. And but that did kind of get the party started right away and just kind of jump into it, as opposed to sometimes it takes, 30, 40 minutes to kind of ramp up.
It was a bit, I will be honest, I was a bit confronted, because... You're right. The last few times we've done it, it's been kind of calm, and it's like, it's just a few people trickling
in.
And it gets busy by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But this time, I honestly think there was 10 couples at 8:30.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ah. Yeah.
But it was good because it was, you just kind of jump right in and get started. And yeah, I really liked that because it, maybe just because it was different.
So. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what you wore.
I had on the, it was like a lace bodysuit.
Oh, yes. And then the brand new Patrice Catanzara
skirt on top of that.
Yeah. You looked hot.
So I had that on at the beginning. And then when I dressed down, it was a red bra strappy panty set.
Yes. I love that one too.
Bra and panty strappy set. I don't know.
No,
whatever.
The strappy panty, because the strappy is the adjective.
Yes.
Red bra and a strappy panty.
Okay. There we go.
A set of red bra. Damn it. Anyway.
You get the idea.
Public school in the Southeast, folks. We don't do sentences.
Sentence hard.
So, yeah, it was amazing. You were going to say?
No, I was just going to talk about the mix of people.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Because I think it was a really good mix of people. There were a few single guys, a few single women. Of course, mostly couples, but there seemed to be a lot of good mixing of couples and a lot of play both ways, I would say, throughout the night. But it was, as far as, I'm going to say, personalities or interests, maybe, it seemed to be a mix of new people, either people who had not been to a swingers club before.
Yes.
Some people it was their first introduction. Welcome.
I know. I think I talked to at least three couples, maybe four, that it was their first time ever to a swingers club. And I'm like, that always gets me really excited, especially on Pendulum Night, because they chose to come to a swingers club for the first time on Pendulum Night. And that just,
To me, that says that they're a little more open-minded and just curious and want to see what it's like kind of all different ways. There were a few couples that it was their first time, a few that have been to the club before, but maybe not Pendulum Party, some that were Pendulum regulars, some that are a little more towards the kink side. I mean, it was just a really good mix of people. And I think that's exciting because I like that variety. And it means that if you go there, then no matter what you're looking for, you're very likely to find it.
Yes. And it was great. I mean, it was, I'm going to say I feel a bit guilty because the gentleman was there.
Uh-huh.
And we hadn't seen him in what felt like ages.
Mm-hmm.
And I am back in my my Kinsey scale of drifting closer to a 4 or 5, where I'm more in tuned with my homosexuality side. And so when I saw him, it was like, oh my God, it's him. And so I was hugging and hanging on him for a bit. Yeah. And I feel like I may have neglected a few people because I was so just enamored with him.
Yeah, and I will say that's the hard thing about I love the pendulum party. I love it when it's busy, but it is hard because we do try to get around and talk to everybody, but there were people that we talked to maybe for a little bit, but I was interested in talking to more,
yeah.
But you just can't. But, you know, everybody was interacting, and so it seemed as if everyone was having a good time. So I can't, you know.
Right.
It doesn't have to be me that entertains them.
I know. But still, I feel responsible,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And there is one couple who had, I'm pretty sure it was their first time. I know that they are podcast listeners. I took you on a tour. It was your first time to...
They came to the class.
Yes, they came to the class, and then I took you on a tour. Message us. I wanted to talk to you guys more. I'm so sorry. I even said that, you know, you came up while we were at the end of the tour. I really wanted to talk to you guys more, and then I was focused on the gentleman and got my man on. And I'm sorry, but please message us because we'd love to, like, look, now I'm trying to pick up people through the podcast. Uh-huh. That's what I do. That's the only reason we're podcasting is I don't mean it. God, now I sound like
for
a fucking
fuck's sake.
We'll have to fix this in post. Anyway.
At some point you should just shut up. You know that? Okay, you can talk now.
Yay. No, but I felt bad because there was a lot of people I wanted to talk to. And we had some regulars that I wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
And, I got distracted and we would like a bunny and we were doing tours and it was crazy. So
yeah, it was, but it was good.
It was a good crazy.
Yeah.
I had fun.
And what I like about it is, you know, walking around and seeing everyone that's playing and having a good time, that, you know, there is that byplay is a little more accepted and a little more obvious and in your face on those nights. But it's also just the fluidity and the comfort and the ease that people have when playing with each other. And I know some of the new people even were in the midst of play with others and others around and things, which is good. You know, they're comfortable enough on that kind of a night to do that. But yeah, I don't know. Do you want to give any more specifics?
You know, I'm just thinking.
Any other things that stick out for you?
Yeah, there's a number of other things. Like, it's because at one point you disappeared because we also tend to split up during Pendulum. We never, which is funny because we never split up any other night. We are always side by side. But at Pendulum, we both sort of social butterfly and flit about.
Yeah.
And at one point I looked around, I was like, where'd you go? And I kind of looked around and like, I think you had gone upstairs.
Oh, I was like, where did I go?
Well, the funny thing was, I missed you, and I looked around. I was like, "Where's the gentleman?" I missed him, and then I was like, "Where's our group of always pendulums?" And they were gone. I'm like, "Where did everybody go?" And so you guys, I don't know what I was doing that you guys. I know there was a bit of time where I was helping a bit behind the bar, and I was doing a couple of tours, but I thought that the tours were earlier. Anyway,
I know where we went.
Yeah, I know where you went too, because I found you later. I went upstairs to find a writhing mass of human parts on the orgy room, in the orgy bed.
But what you missed before that, before you got upstairs, was the gentleman and I went behind the glory hole. And we had one patron, and we took turns a little bit back and forth there. But there was only one patron. Come on, people, come visit the glory hole.
For fuck's sake, all this girl wants is an anonymous dick through a hole.
And
give her what she wants.
And I will say that while we were playing in the orgy room, we did see 3 or 4 other couples using it just between the couples, which was good. But what I think, what I'm now thinking needs to happen, because the first pendulum, it got used a lot, and we had a good lineup of people for the glory hole room. But what I think what we may need to do, and maybe it was just the timing and how it worked out in the first one, but maybe in the future, what I thinking I should do is just like at some point downstairs when everybody's still in that socializing and yeah. there's still a lot of people before they split and go off into rooms, just make an announcement that, hey, like, we're going up to Glory Hole.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Glory Hole is now in operation.
Open
the
for business.
Glory Hole is now in operation. Thank you very much.
Exactly. We'll make just like an open for business kind of announcement and see if we can get some people up there.
We need to get Lawrence to install a PA system so we can announce it. Yes.
I'm pretty sure his voice is loud enough.
Oh, my God. Just, he probably could just announce it.
Yeah. So maybe we just need, because, you know, it is kind of tucked away a bit in that once you go in the orgy room, it is kind of around the corner because we put it up in the entrance to the bathroom there.
Yes.
So it's not super obvious in your face. And so if there's somebody back there again, you know, like wet on Wellington, it's hard to tell, is there somebody in there?
Exactly.
So it may be that we have to do something like that to just kind of let people know. But we can, you know, figure out how to do that better. But it was still, it was fun. We were there. We had fun with our one patron.
Aww.
And then, yeah, and there were some of the other people floated up into the orgy room. And so we all went out and started a lot of play.
Yeah.
And then eventually you came and joined in.
Excuse me. Yeah, and then I popped up quite literally after seeing you guys and started, you know, making out with you and him and... and then, yeah, one thing led to another.
A few others around.
And, yeah. So that was there was a lot of kissing and touching, and because it was a wonderful mass of bodies.
Yes.
We proved.
And there were some lovely females that I enjoyed watching.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We proved that we could fit 8 people on a single king size bed.
Yeah. But there were some lovely females playing that I really enjoyed watching. That was hot.
Yes. The women were beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just great. Yeah, it was fun. I'm sure you guys know who you are. I don't know if you listen to this, but if you do, you know who you are. And then I think that room, I'm not going to say this as a blanket statement, but I know it's the first time I had experienced anything like this in that room. But some serious man-on-man loving.
Yep.
We may have broke a few barriers there.
But that's what the party's about.
In the club, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up just remembering it. Yeah, but that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. Anyway,
and it was good because there not only was there a lot of play and that kind of puppy pile thing on the bed, but I saw a lot of people coming in and watching as well. And then some would jump in somewhere, and some would just kind of stay and watch for a bit and then wander on. So I think that was good.
So. All in all, I think it was a extremely successful night. I was happy with it. We got a few messages from people saying the next day even. And a couple of these are people that we hadn't known before that night.
Right.
Because we were passing out our cards as we do because we want to stay in contact with everybody who comes. There's a joke there. and we got some messages saying, you know, thank you. That was such a great night.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed it. It is this wonderful, wonderful feeling of just excitement and pride and joy to be able to put on something like this. I'm so proud of that, and thankful to our Sacred Spot and Lawrence and Jess
for hosting it.
And again, you know, originally we were gonna do this. I always think back to originally when Lawrence and I were first talking about it. It was like, oh, we'll do it on a Sunday night or maybe a Thursday night. And Jess goes, no, let's do it on a Friday night. Let's give it a fair chance. And I'm like, I am so thankful that that we decided to do this. Makes me really excited and happy.
You're doing a happy dance in your chair.
I am. I'm doing my happy dance in my chair. And this time it's not about the beer. So it was a good night. And we talked to some people who said that they had broken boundaries that they had never... We had a number of people.
Yeah.
I can think of 3, if not 4, off the top of my head that said, I broke down a barrier that I had never thought... One, I never thought I would try or that I've always wanted to try and hadn't.
I can think of 5.
Can you? That's awesome. So I mean, that's what it's about.
And that's of the people we talk to.
And the important thing is, if you did something and you decided you didn't like it, that's fine. You tried it, you didn't like it, and you're still you. And you still, that's doesn't great. You now you
to,
know.
It doesn't mean you have to keep doing it.
No, absolutely not. It didn't change who you are. And
it's like trying a new food. Yeah, you try it and you either like it or you don't.
That's right.
If you like it, you're going to eat more. And if you don't, well, don't do it.
That is such an apropos analogy. If you like it, you're going to eat more.
Yeah.
So it was a great night. I was excited.
Yeah.
So Pendulum 5?
2018.
Pendulum V. Or as one of our listeners asked, does that mean pendulum vagina?
Is it for girls only? That was an awesome message to wake up to the next morning. Yes. Was that?
God love you. Well, no, that's not what that means.
But feel free to come and have some.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all you can eat.
Yeah.
Pendulum Vagina. Pendulum 5 will be coming hopefully the first quarter of next year.
Yep.
I'm going to push and beg for February.
We'll iron it out. We'll see.
We'll work it out and iron it out. But it won't be in January. That's probably for sure.
No.
Okay. So I've got a question.
All right.
For our question of the week.
I'm scared.
I know,
I'm afeared. Because usually I get to have them.
I know.
Read them.
Yeah. And this time it's all in my hands. Uh-huh. So, what is your favorite thing about sex other than climaxing?
My favorite thing about sex.
Other than an orgasm.
I would say oral. The oral play.
Receiving or giving?
Oh, my first thought was giving, but receiving is good too. But no, I would say giving. Yeah. If I have to pick one or the other, then I would say giving, because I very much like oral play. And whether it's kissing or what keeps dinging?
That was my phone. People be texting
me. Wow, all right, you're a popular man. I would say orally, both kissing and going down on either male or female. I really like to have something in my mouth and to use it. And as much as you like to talk, I like to film mine.
Oh, shit. You're trying to take the funny one title away from me.
No.
Okay, that's good.
I would say that's my favorite thing about sex other than orgasm.
So for me, I love kissing.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us just making out and kissing and like all the things that go with, which is funny, all the things that go with what you would traditionally call first base.
Like making out.
And nibbling on the ear and nuzzling. Everybody who knows me knows that I'm a nuzzler. I don't know why I like to do it, but I like to rub my cheek and face across somebody's neck. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel really close, and I love that, like, there's a sweet intimacy to it.
You're like a cat with their scent glands. You're marking them.
I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm marking people. It's better than marking them by peeing on them.
That is very true.
You be mine. but that's something that I really like, that kissing and the intimacy that comes from kissing.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite.
So for both of us, it's an oral fixation.
Yeah. Yes. So
it's a way better oral fixation than smoking.
Absolutely, it's much better, much healthier than cigarettes.
Yeah.
That
was an easy one.
That was easy.
Wow.
I actually thought that was going to be that we would discuss for a while and disagree on, maybe. But I don't know what I thought.
What would you have guessed for me?
I would have guessed having control. So knowing that you can control. Like someone else's pleasure.
Gotcha.
That you like, because you do. You
I like to tease and
you like
build
to tease
up,
and you like to build that expectation.
Yeah.
And so you, I think, really enjoy that control of being able to, you know, to control someone's pleasure, both giving and taking that pleasure back and forth. Because I have seen you tease both men and women for hours.
But that's also because I like the oral bit, and I just want to keep going with it. But it is, you're right. I do like that. Oh, do I have to choose? Can it be both?
No, you would have to choose.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'll go with that one then, because that encompasses the oral.
Wait, so
that's part of it.
But you're hilarious. I love it. Yeah.
But I do. Yeah, I like to.
Who knows you better?
Well, apparently you do.
I love it.
Apparently I need to go back and study myself some more.
So can I watch you self-study? that sounds hot. Would you have said kissing for me?
Yeah.
I'm pretty easy to read.
I would say kissing and oral,
Yeah.
But again, for you, that it builds that connection, I think.
Yeah.
The intimacy there.
It's important.
It is. It's very important.
For me. It's important for me.
Yeah.
It's not important for everybody.
Interesting. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. I had, new insight. I mean, I knew that I liked that, but I wouldn't have thought that it was that important, but yeah.
Well.
All right.
Well, you...
I learned something about myself.
You just did the little arm thing where you put your arms up and you're like, I don't know what I'm... almost like Kermit the Frog. It was cute. You know how Kermit
waves...
That
doesn't sound
sexy. Yeah. What? Kermit is a powerful... I can't even complete that thought.
No.
He makes people happy. He makes people laugh.
He makes people happy.
Yeah. See, I was avoiding that one, and
that's what I expected to come out of your mouth.
I know, and I didn't because I thought you would yell at me. Okay. So that's it. Please help us out. We need help. Go and review our podcast. So, that helps us, and that helps other people find us, which I think is important. It is absolutely official. In 48 weeks, next November, we will be at Desire for 2 weeks. Both of the Desires.
I was going to say two different Desires.
Two different Desires for two different weeks. So we're going to start kind of pushing this heavy because I want to see if we can get anybody who listens to us at either Passion in Paradise or Desire. So next November, October, November for us is going to be a sex marathon of meeting wonderful, gorgeous, lusty people. We're going to be at Passion in Paradise the third week in October. And then the first week of November, we're going to be at the Swing Set, Life on the Swing Set takeover of Desire.
Wow.
I know,
easy
right?
For you to say.
Let me try this again. We'll fix that in post. We will be at the Life on the Swing Set Desire Riviera Playa.
Maya.
I don't even know where we're going to fucking be, people. We're going to be in fucking Mexico.
Life on the Swing Set, Desire Takeover. Find
it. Yes. We're going to be there the first week, and then we're going to be at the other one, Desire Pearl. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to see, C&D from Swinging Down Under and the folks from We Got a Thing. And I think there's a couple other podcasters that are going to be there. So we need to talk with them and see, who all is going to be there.
Yeah.
All excited. So please send us your messages, your questions, comments, rude remarks, and corrections. We love them all. To theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can find us on our website, www.bytheby.com.au. You can find us on Twitter at By the By Podcast. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Facebook, By the By Podcast. And we are now on Instagram. Well, we've been on Instagram for a while, but we're now actually trying to post on Instagram. Do you know our username?
The Atoms of Love.
There you go. The Atoms of Love. We need to fix that and make it brand specific.
We may change that to By the By Podcast.
Yeah, just stick around.
Anyway,
you'll figure it out.
It's The Atoms of Love.
For now, it's The Atoms of Love. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time around.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.